Miracle Morning After 50, A Blueprint for Thriving. It's never too late to improve your life. What if a simple adjustment to your morning routine held the key to making the progress you've been longing to make, even after age 50? Back in 2012, author Hal Elrod published his best-selling book, The Miracle Morning, which has gone on to sell millions of copies worldwide. Now, he's teamed up with longevity expert and founder of Aegis Living, Dwayne J. Clark, to offer The Miracle Morning After 50, A Proven Path to Joy, Vitality, and Purpose for Aging Adults, which will be released on December 16. We asked Clark for his best advice for people 50 and older who want to make the most of the years ahead of them. The Epoch Times, how did you connect with your co-author, and what inspired you to write The Miracle Morning After 50? Dwayne J. Clark, I first connected with Hal Elrod after reading The Miracle Morning, which had a profound effect on my own life. As someone in my 60s who had spent decades studying longevity and caring for aging adults through Aegis Living, I saw firsthand how morning routines could shape vitality, health, and mindset. After a personal health scare, I reached out to Hal because I believed his system could be uniquely adapted for people over 50. Together, we wanted to show that aging can be an awakening, that your second half of life can be your most vibrant, purposeful, and energetic chapter. The Epoch Times, what is it about the morning that makes it such an effective time to implement your personal development strategies each day? Mr. Clark, mornings are the reset button for your life. They give us the rare, quiet space before the world rushes in, a time when the mind is most receptive and our willpower is highest. Starting the day with intention through silence, movement, reflection, and learning sets the tone for everything that follows. As we age, consistency becomes even more critical for physical and cognitive health. What we do in those first waking hours directly affects longevity, energy, and emotional well-being. The Epoch Times, you summarize the key elements of the Miracle Morning practice with the acronym SAVERS, standing for silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. How did you identify these particular practices as most important? Mr. Clark, Hal originally developed the SAVERS framework by researching which personal development habits the world's most successful and fulfilled people shared, and found that these six practices repeatedly appeared across time and culture. Together, they nurture every aspect of human potential, mind, body, and spirit. In this edition, we've built on that foundation by integrating what I've learned from decades in senior wellness, microhabits and health span science that make these practices even more accessible and restorative for people over 50. The Epoch Times, how might a miracle morning differ after 50? Mr. Clark, after 50, your body, energy, and priorities shift, and your miracle morning should, too. It's less about squeezing productivity from your day and more about cultivating presence, gratitude, and vitality. We emphasize flexibility, gentle movement, grounding in nature, and aligning your morning with your body's rhythms. It's also about rediscovering purpose, using the quiet of the morning to reflect on what still excites and inspires you in this new phase of life. The Epoch Times, how can people with health issues or limited mobility benefit from the Miracle Morning? Mr. Clark, the Miracle Morning is completely customizable. Even if someone can't exercise vigorously, there are chair exercises they can practice. Breathing, visualization, gratitude journaling, or affirmations can be done from a chair or bed. The point isn't intensity. It's intentionality. Small, consistent self-care rituals stimulate neuroplasticity, reduce anxiety, and build emotional resilience. For people facing physical limitations, starting the day with even a few minutes of calm focus and gratitude can transform mood, confidence, and outlook. The Epoch Times, when it comes to making the most of life, what are some common challenges people face in the second half of life? Mr. Clark, many people over 50 struggle with loss of purpose, health changes, or the feeling that their best years are behind them. There's also what I call empty time, when retirement or life transitions leave people feeling unproductive or disconnected. Without intentional structure and daily renewal, that emptiness can turn into anxiety or even depression. The Miracle Morning fills that space with meaning and movement, reminding us that contribution, growth, and joy don't have an expiration date. The Epic Times: How do priorities and goals tend to differ for people after 50? Mr. Clark, after 50, priorities evolve from achievement to alignment. We start to ask deeper questions, not just, what do I want to do, but, who do I want to be, and, how do I want to live? Health, relationships, and legacy rise to the top. Many people find themselves less driven by external success and more by inner peace, giving back, and sustaining vitality. The Miracle Morning helps clarify those values and channel daily energy toward what truly matters. The Epic Times: What do you hope readers will take away from this book? Mr. Clark: I hope readers realize that it's never too late to reinvent themselves. Your next decades can be filled with more joy, energy, and purpose than your first, if you start each morning intentionally. The Miracle Morning After 50 isn't about denying aging. It's about embracing it as a season of expansion and mastery. The practices we share are simple, but their impact is profound. Each morning becomes a chance to reawaken your potential. The Epic Times: What motivates you to continue the work you do? Mr. Clark: Every day, I see how powerful mindset and daily rituals can be in transforming lives, not just adding years to life, but life to years. Through my work at Aegis Living and my books, I've watched thousands of older adults defy stereotypes about aging. That continues to inspire me. Helping people live longer, better, and with more joy, that's what drives me out of bed each morning. Purpose is the ultimate longevity medicine. This interview has been edited for brevity and clarity.